Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are dealing with rain this morning. It should come to an end by the afternoon, but we're looking at a cloudy and cold day with temperatures holding in the 40s. Get your weekend forecast as part of Traffic and Weather Together on the 8s every 10 minutes on News Radio 1080 KRLD. And yeah, that rain could slow down your commute this morning. It's already been a factor in several crashes around the area. In Tarrant County, MedStar says it's responded to at least three rollover crashes and one where a car hit a pedestrian. Be very careful out there. Top local stories. It's Friday, November 22nd. Students heading to Marcus High School in Flower Mound need to keep an eye out. They might see giant holes in the road. KRLD's Bailey Friday reports.
Last night, Atmos Energy crews had to dig into the road to locate a gas leak near the intersection of Dixon Lane and Morris Road in Flower Mound. The leak was a minor one. A contractor damaged a gas service line and called it in immediately. Still, crews had to dig way down to access the gas line, and now the roads around Marcus High are a mess. Students might see extra traffic delays heading into school, and northbound Morris will stay closed this morning between College and Wakeden. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Early this morning, an SUV came dangerously close to hitting a building in Northwest Fort Worth. The SUV knocked down the awning at an auto repair shop on Ephraim Road after crashing into its support columns. The SUV was disabled in the wreck. Police say the driver is cooperating with investigators. No word on any charges. Plano police arrest a second person in the murder of a 16-year-old killed at a party last weekend. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest on a story we've been following all week.
16-year-old Markel Ellis Jr. played football at Allen High School. Police in Plano say he was at a party there Saturday night when a group of people was thrown out. They started shooting into the house from outside, and Ellis was hit and killed. Police arrested a 17-year-old Monday, and Plano police say an 18-year-old has now turned himself in, too. They had issued a warrant for Christian Hill. He'll be charged with murder. The arrest warrant affidavit says 18 bullets hit the house. Allen High School is planning a balloon release in Ellis's honor tomorrow. His family is planning a wake Sunday, followed by his funeral Monday. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Two Dallas County Sheriff's deputies are out of jail. They're accused of looting merchandise from a store they were hired to guard after last month's tornado. KRLD's LP Phillips reports both are facing criminal prosecution and getting booted out of the apartment.
First, it was a single Dallas County Sheriff's deputy, Joseph Bombadilla, who was arrested for stealing merchandise from the damaged Home Depot at Forest and 75 Central, then returning the items to other stores for cash and credits. Then came word of a second arrest.
And apparently this arrest involves the supervisor, his immediate supervisor over in the traffic section. Sergeant Rebecca Evans has been taken into custody.
Deputy Raul Reyna says both face theft charges that could lock him up for 2 years in a state jail, and both will be suspended, then face termination. The store took a direct hit from a tornado last month. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
AAA Texas says gasoline prices are likely to go up as we get into the Thanksgiving weekend. AAA's Daniel Armbruster says North Texas, one of the few places in the state where gas prices went up this week.
We did see an increase this week, about 4 cents. 2.32 is the average in Dallas-Fort Worth.
But for those of you getting ready for some early Thanksgiving traveling, Armbruster says the average statewide was unchanged for the week. But as we get closer to the holiday, expect prices to inch up. The company building the high-speed rail line connecting Dallas and Houston takes another step towards starting construction.
Texas Central signs an early daily contract involvement agreement with train system installation firm Mass Electric Construction. Holly Reed with Texas Central Partners, which is building the rail line, says it marks a major milestone towards construction.
Puts forth the ability for them to plan, schedule, and price integrating the technology onto the civil infrastructure.
Specifically, Mass Electric will install the systems that will ensure that the trains, the tracks, and the operators all communicate with one another and with network operations. Reed says Texas Central is now just months away from beginning construction of the 240-mile rail line.
If the federal permits are in place mid to early next year, then we will start construction next year.
Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Collectors jump at the chance to buy an extremely rare comic book. Here's KRLD's John Little.
A rare, near-mint condition copy of the first Marvel Comics comic book has sold at auction here in Dallas for $1.26 million. Heritage Auctions says the Marvel Comics number one from 1939 sold yesterday, and the buyer wished to remain anonymous. The issue features the first appearances of characters like the Human Torch, Kazar, Angel, and the Submariner. Heritage says the comic book was first purchased at a newsstand in Pennsylvania by a mail carrier who made a practice of buying the first issue of comic books and magazines. And since then, the issue has only changed owners a handful of times. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
High school football playoffs. Several local teams are on to the third round after wins last night. That includes Highland Park, Argyle, Melissa, Springtown, Decatur, Brock, and Dawson. There's a big playoff doubleheader that starts at 4:30 today at AT&T Stadium. In the first game, it's South Lake Carroll and DeSoto. In the nightcap, Allen faces Rockwall. Get the full area around playoff preview at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.